Okay, we're
okay. Okay.
Recording.
Can we just Oh, there we go. Let's start with the roll call. Mr. Regante, would you please call roll?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. O'Brien?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks? Mr. Lenard?
Here.
Ms. Williams?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Adeboye?
Yes.
Mr. Edwards?
Here.
Mayor Welsh?
Here.
Mr. O'Donnell is not present.
And Mr. Coleman?
And Mr. Coleman.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Have we had a chance to look at the minutes? The next item is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. They were sent out. Does anybody have any corrections for the minutes?
Mr. Chair, if I may, the minutes were not attached to the standard agenda item, but we didn't put any minutes attached to the packet because they were approved at the last meeting, the most recent one.
So, oh, okay. So we've already approved those.
We've already approved them, which doesn't. We had one a study session on March 27th, but.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So we don't need to approve minutes. Is there any old business to discuss? Do we have any old business? No. The new business is the FY17 third quarter reports, and they are attached and show where the spending has been and what funds remain. And there are written reports from each of the organizations that receive grants from EV sales tax. So any questions or comments about these third quarter reports?
I had a question. I was a little confused on the third or fourth one, which was New City Chamber of Commerce / CreateSpace.
Was that the Lunar New Year?
Yeah.
And this is the Lunar New Year report? Is that the one you're talking about?
The one I think I have it. I want to make sure we're all looking at the same thing. It's, yeah, Lunar Day of New Year, 6/40.
Right.
Yeah. I was just curious, did it mean to say / create space?
Not technically as what it Create Space was one of the sponsors, and they helped to they were originally slated to help with the organization of this, but they did not actually receive any of the funds directly.
Did they donate towards it then?
I am not sure, but I can seek clarification on that.
Thank you. Any other questions about these third quarter performance reports? Okay. I think we're. I don't want to rush anybody. We might have a quick meeting then. The public comments is the next item, and we have no public here today, so there are no comments. That must be refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then we get to reports. And what we thought we would do, or what I thought we would do, is have our city council liaison and staff reports, and then have some time for us to talk about progress towards the FY18 budget.
Okay, well, the City Council has started consideration of the FY 2018 budget. By charter, it must be approved by June 27th. Our next meeting is on June 12th. We have another one on the 26th. Today, I asked Mr. Adams about scheduling one or two study sessions. I suggested the 5th and the 19th. I'm not sure what he'll recommend, but I do know the council would like to have more time to talk about a number of issues. Mr. Coleman had sent an email, I guess when this packet came out, asking about the status of this funding. The items, the meeting, the joint meeting you had with the council was for discussion only. Actual vote on the items submitted in the budget will happen later in June, sometime in June. So council took the feedback, staff prepared, and I think it's on an almost 18-page document providing council with answers to all the questions that were raised at the joint session. I have not seen any more requests for information from members of council. So this funding will be discussed during the budget process as all the rest of the budget.
And we get that document.
We did get that document.
By email.
Mm-hmm. You sent that to all of us.
The one that you, yes.
The 18-page document.
So that's where we stand with that. Otherwise, I hope some of you were at the taste. I know I saw George serving. It was great to see all the high school students serving also. I'm not sure how many they had. I would have estimated 400 people, 400 or 500. I don't know if they've done the final count. It was a very nice event, and the biggest yet, I think they said they had 40 restaurants. It was pretty amazing. It was good, so you should be proud of that. The Memorial Day run comes up at the end of the month. That's on May 29th. The funds from that go to fund, the proceeds go are split between the library, the Green Center, and U City of Bloom. And this is 38th year or 40th year, something like that. Although there was one gap when the library had to step down, and then the Green Center, we said we'd like to work and give, so there was 1 year gap there. And then Fair U City will be on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. I hope you will all come. That proceeds from that go to the University City Community Foundation, which is now the organization's name has formally been changed to U City Community Foundation. They have their separate boards of directors, and they're kind of off on their own now. So, but the fair is now a fundraiser for that. Otherwise, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should mention. The Send Beer Works, you may be speaking about that too, came. Two of the owners came to the council meeting to say the foundation plans have been submitted to the city, that we should be seeing the equipment on the lot at Send Beer Works soon. The new restaurant at that location is Q City Barbecue, and they are going to be part of Fair U City this year. They were happy to be there. And the trolley, as Joe knows, should be starting, we hope, by the end of the summer or early September. The Iowa company that is renovating the cars has said, we've got two cars that have been tested. They are waiting on a part for the third car. Once they get the part, they'll install it. They'll come back down. We'll do the testing. I think it's according to the FTA, Federal Transit, that we cannot start the trolley going until we have three cars, two that will be in use and one as a backup. This third one will be yellow, if I'm correct.
Orange and cream.
So they're all different colors. And other than that, I'm trying to think if there's anything to be mentioned. Anyone have any questions about anything? No? Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Ms. Regani.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple of items to mention. Ms. Lloyd has accepted another position. It's a good opportunity for her. Her last day with the city will be Friday, May 26th. She's not here today because she is working the realtor tour with the Chamber of Commerce that partnered on that organization. And Mr. O'Brien was there and said there was some good turnout at some of the stops along the way. So That is one of the programs that was funded through the ED sales tax in fiscal year 17. We've introduced Adam Brown, who is a part-time community development specialist with our office. He's going to be working on a number of items for our department, including senior services, community development items, and other things that I haven't yet let him know, but he's standing by. Request for proposal, most of you have heard about the request for proposal that the city issued for approximately 32 acres at Olive and 170, that interchange just west of, just east of the interchange. It's a multi-parcel property. The city does not own any of it, but however, we issued an RFP in May. We received, or March, we received one response from Novus Development, and they are proposing a about 280,000 square feet of retail and commercial space. More information will be revealed at a later time. At this point, the city staff is working with City Council to evaluate the proposal. We need some more information back from them, including financial information, so on and so forth. So more to come on that at a later date. I wanted to update you all on the budget, just to add to what Mayor Welsh said. As you know from the March 27th, 2017 study session, the proposed budget by the ED Sales Tax Board was discussed, and there were some spirited conversations about many of the items. Staff submitted the recommendations from this board to City Council for inclusion in the budget. As Mayor indicated, there will be a discussion at City Council level, so some of the projects may change, some may not. What I will tell you is that one change was made to what you all recommended, and that was that the Create Space generator, kitchen space, and make space, they withdrew their request for funds. So what we did was put the Olive Boulevard sidewalk improvements, promoted that. We were proposing to use reserve funds for that. We promoted that to active funds. And what I'm going to pass out for your information is basically three pages. The first page is what was presented to City Council in the draft budget. And this is not included in the packet. And then on the second page is the memo that was sent to the mayor and City Council about the joint study session. And attached to that is what you all proposed, and which was discussed at the study session. So you can see what was submitted to City Council. Again, the major difference being Create Space withdrew their application, and we've moved up the streetscape improvements. And the mayor provided you all with an update on the budget process. And that is all I have.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Myers, yes. I had one thing which I forgot, which I was trying to remember, is at the last Ministerial Alliance meeting, Rabbi Shia Mintz, who is at St. Louis College, was very brought up on his own. We were talking about different ways to build community, and he brought up the North and South Block Party and expressed how pleased he was with the event and the Orthodox community was with the event. And I just said, he asked what he could do, and I said he could just share his thoughts with City Council.
Yes.
They thought, he thought it was an amazing first try, and he hopes you do it again.
Yeah, well, I hope we do it again, too. That's you know, a really diverse turnout. I actually live right at the corner of North and South in Gannon, so the party was literally in my backyard, and I think it was a lot of fun to see. Families and kids and all kinds of people, all the businesses that are along that strip, Fitness Mayanica and Momo's, Frida's, they all participate. synagogue at the corner there, the U City Shul had a booth, and their rabbi was serving food, and it was quite a good turnout. All right. Well, I think I wanted to have some time this afternoon. I was not able to be at the study session with City Council for a variety of reasons. I travel almost every week for work, so things like that just don't usually work for me. But I know many of you did attend, and I appreciate that so very much. So do you want to just go around the table, or does anybody want to get started with their thoughts about that study session?
Well, I mean, it was disappointing to me because I've been trying to stay out of some of the conflicts that go on at the City Council and stay neutral on that. And what the way I recall it was that we were immediately confronted with certain members asserting, after we had spent an additional, if you recall, an entire additional meeting and had engaged in some very extensive discussions, we had several City Council members basically sort of sitting up and puffing their chest out and saying, literally and figuratively, and saying, you know, we make this decision, you're just advisory. And, like, we know that, okay? And then I think we had every representative of this committee that was there speaking in favor of the Create Space, Kitchen Space proposals. And we had questions that potentially were legitimate questions. And I think maybe before they pulled out, maybe they were included. Were they included in your answers? Or, yeah.
Yes.
And so, I do feel they're really. I walked. I stayed for the whole meeting, and I walked up afterwards to Paulette Carr, and I just said, Paulette, I agree with you that we need some better metrics on some of this. You have some good questions about the ROI and some of this spending. And she acted like she didn't understand that I was agreeing with her, and I said it again. And she still acted like she, she said, I respect you, blah, 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 and got ready into, her, but we disagree. And I'm, okay, you're inclined that you're never going to agree with me, I guess. And I was trying to be, conciliatory with her, and that's very disappointing. I don't want to be picking on one person, but I have to, because that was an experience I had after, really hoping that we were going to be able to have a good meeting with the City Council at this study session. I feel like we were pushed aside and disregarded, but that's just. That's right. That's my feelings.
That's horrible. That's true. But Mr. Bryan,
I think overall, the meeting wasn't meant to, present all the conflicts that exist on either project. And I think the goal of what I tried to say and talk to Mr. Weiner is, we're speaking in solidarity because the process exists, the process has been in place. And we've been following it. And using information to make rational decisions is pretty much the crux of all of this. I don't think singling out specific council members is going to do a whole lot of good for this board. I think, again, we're evaluating projects and trying to shift development to the city here and create things that last. So my sense wasn't that there was chess being pumped out or fights that were ensuing or anything like that. I think it was productive in that we showed them, here we are, we've been studying this, we've been meeting, these are our decisions, and we're advisory to you. So that was my view on it.
Ms. Williams, were you there?
No, sir.
Did you want to
Well, I evidently gave a subjective response with what I remembered, and I do specifically, you know, you can name or not name, I'm going to name. I specifically remember Wayne just kind of really sitting up and being like, you know, this is our decision.
Okay, well, let
that's, I just want to explain, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Actually, Joe's assessment was not far away from what happened. We made a presentation. We are not a political entity. We're just trying to make the city work. They understood that. But then we have a couple of board members that they don't really seem to respect the amount of time and energy that we have expended on this. That was very clear. And it was truthful, again, that they are telling us there and the public that, you know, yours is to make recommendation. We are the one that we approve. The box stuff from right here. So that kind of thing, you know, it would be very difficult for you if you're a very civil-minded person to just accept after so many hours, so many days, so many weeks of doing all this, that you're telling us that yours is to make recommendation. We are the one that we have to approve here. We should not be put in the basket of that, in that kind of political basket. We want to serve the city. We want to help the city to grow. No more, no less. It did happen that way, that three people there showed their arrogant opposition to that. I hate to use the word arrogant, but it happened. It's just, they're so clear.
Did you say arrogance?
Arrogance, yeah. And it's very disappointing.
Sorry. Joe, were you there? Did you have anything you wanted to share?
I was there, and I think the one thing that really surprised me was a couple of council people said, why are we even having this meeting? That was a surprise. Almost why waste time where it was supposed to be just an informational sharing of, you know, facts and all the effort that this committee put forward. So that was a surprise.
That's disappointing. That's very disappointing.
Well, for those of you who were there and you know, carried our message that we are you know, volunteers working for the city, doing this work and trying, as you say, to encourage investment, that is disappointing. But you know, it's the beginning of a dialogue, a discussion, and we're certainly you know, want to see what happens next with the FY18 budget. We'll certainly see, but I guess that one of the applicants has withdrawn completely their application, so that is a change. And we had all voted to support that application, so that is disappointing. Anybody else want to say anything?
I would just like to, since CreateSpace did withdraw their application on all levels, I would hope that the council would kind of reconsider the Loop's request for the welcome sign with the reader boards that announce events and all, plus a study for lighting in the Loop to make it friendlier and more appealing. And this was in the West End Word today. If people in the council would look at other parts of St. Louis, this is just in the West End Word. The Sheldon receives $1 million. Remodel of Grandel Theater opens. .Zach welcomes its new tenants. Microsoft coming to Cortex. Citizen Park debuts apartments. Red Brick opens the Milton in the Central West End. These are all major, major investments in those communities, the Central Quarter, the Central West End and Grand Center and all that. I would just hate to see the funds stay in reserves, not helping University City, and hopefully the council would you know, consider, since other requests have dropped out, to reconsider, or to consider for the first time, actually, our request for that.
Well, I think that's something you have to take up with the council.
No, I agree. I'm just, you asked for a comment, but it's a comment. I'm not asking anything from this committee. I think everybody's spent their time on this committee and done a great job.
Okay, well, I know Kevin Taylor is one of our most regular attendees, but we did finish the time for public comment. Does anybody?
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, thank you for understanding. I think if we're all done, did you get those books? Yes. I asked Mr. Gante. I serve on another board, and we use what's called the Carver method for board governance, and it's a way of trying to, you know, make the best use of our time as board members and allow us to focus on things that'll have the most impact and not get involved with too much of the minutiae, the granular with the boards that sometimes boards do. And one short way of capturing that is this: these are ends policies. That's according to the Carver policy governance model. Our job as board members, as volunteers, is to come up with the ends. What is it that we see as the end product of our work, of the investment of these dollars each year? And then we let others kind of come up with more of the, you know, how-to, and you know, whether it's new metrics for evaluating success of different programs, just evaluating different applications. And I think we've done that to some extent, but I think if we could all, before our next meeting, read this and set aside some time to talk about, you know, whether we should spend some time developing some ends policies. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is going to be very interesting for me, because this exact issue in terms of the school board is one that,
comes up in every board.
It's so important. It's so difficult.
Okay. What is our next scheduled meeting? We have this, no? Next year, August? Is it not until August? I think it's August.
I need Jody here.
Okay.
I will get back to you
all
on that. Okay. And I will also send an update about the budget process.
Okay. Yes, Mayor.
Can I make a suggestion? Just because it's come up a number of times, people have mentioned metrics. I wonder if staff can give you some background on the different types of metrics, because it's been mentioned in this board mostly with one or two of the organizations. But how do you do a metric for an organization who's doing programming, or for a parking site in the Loop, or for the brochures in the Loop, or for the Loop Ice Carnival? It seems that the methods would be different, because they're very different projects. So I just wonder, as you continue your discussion on metrics as you move forward, if you might benefit from some research on the different types of metrics there are for different types of investments in the community. Just a suggestion.
Thank you.
I think, and I'm just speaking out of school because I'm no expert on this, but I think maybe one way to look at it is, you know, start with, what does success look like with a particular project? And then, you know, try to work backwards into how could that be measured? How could that be identified or determined? And you know, to take the example that Joe's given with Compagnie and a few other merchants in the Loop, what does success look like from the advertisement in the visitor's guide? It looks like customers coming and spending money, specifically guided there by picking up the visitor's guide, you know, in their hotel or whatever. And then the next question would be, well, how do you find out if that's happening? And the loop merchants have apparently, you know, determined that, well, at least some merchants are in a position to, because of the nature of their business, to actually ask people, well, how did you find out about this? You know, some places do too much business, and you know, Blueberry Hill couldn't ask everybody who walks in the door, how do you find out about us? But Compañera, I don't know what they're, you know, they sell probably, you know, fewer, bigger ticket items. And so it's not a big problem for them to ask customers who actually spend, you know, how did they hear about us? So that seems like kind of a model, you know, what does success look like, and then how do you determine it?
I'd just like to add to the conversation that we should review the requirements that were already published for this board for the different projects and get on one page as to what all those mean. Because sometimes that's an interpretive issue, and having discussions one-on-one, I can see where that's a warranted discussion, particularly for newer members and older members, so that we can bridge and add that to the metrics conversation.
If I may, Mr. Chair, the policy that for funding priorities was established by the board several years ago, mm-hmm. and we did discuss revisiting that with this board sometime in the future. So that'll be subject of a next meeting that we have, as well as the metrics and milestones. So we have established metrics and milestones for different projects using some recommendations from this board, as well as residents who provided their input. It is difficult. There is to establish a standard way to evaluate everything. So we do start with what is the end goal of the project, whether it be defined by the city or by the applicant. And then what are the key points along the way that can help define how that, whether or not success has been attained, spending, so on and so forth. So we are working on refining those metrics, and we'll bring those back to you all as well. But I think the discussion about defining metrics also has to be made on a project-by-project basis. When we either consider a project or when we vote on the budget, something for us to discuss at a later time as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I think to kind of piggyback on everybody else, just a thought, we make them fill out, you know, extensive applications, which is, it's not easy to do anyway, but maybe asking them, in their view, how would you define success and what metrics would you use? Whether that's simply sales receipts or receipts from a block party or something else, but it should be uniform in that way too, because if the special business district or the Chamber of Commerce is going to get repeat money for that kind of funding, it'd be a very important thing to have at least a baseline set and have them tell us, you know, here's what our view is, here's why we're going to do it, you know, as long as we can look at it and it could be detailed in the report or however we decide, but putting the burden of proof on them in a way, too, at the onset.
And if I may, we do that to a certain extent, and I think it's maybe redefining or clarifying what exactly it is we're looking for, because we do ask them to establish goals and so on and so forth, and how do your goals meet up with the policies, with the statutory requirements, and so on and so forth. But we can clarify how we present that to them in an application and in the quarterly reports as well.
Thank you. I guess because the criteria is listed here, if we're looking to review the criteria, this is a new point. But these pieces should be included in the application as direct as they are here.
And
so
they are. Those are.
I was looking at an application. Maybe I'm not looking at the right thing.
In the cover letter, we talk about the statutory requirements. For example, we, you know, the state statute, as well as Chapter 67, as well as our ordinance, states that the use of the tax shall be for X, Y, and Z. Now, there is some leeway, some flexibility, but somebody that wants to, I can't come up with a good project right now, but, you know, there are some things that are automatically bumped out of consideration because they don't meet that. And maybe, again, it's a matter of looking at our application and making sure that it's spelled out.
Right, because we have this overall question of outcomes and milestones that they're able to list. Whereas if we were to ask them, how does this align with our comprehensive plan, that's work on their part. Ability to leverage additional financial resources, have them address that.
And we do, so I think we need to look at the application again and then really make sure.
That's not in the information I have to read. So I don't know if you're talking about a cover sheet disclaimer that they understand something.
At our next meeting, we will take a look at the old application, the cover material, and then metrics as well. Make sure that it's being presented in a comprehensive and clear manner. Okay.
Thank you.
Could I ask staff one thing? And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just, before I left the office for a midday meeting today, I read the council report, and the finance section said most of our tax collections this year are lower than expected. Do we have any sense of where their money stands for this year?
The projections look on par, or if not, a little bit better for the sales tax.
And this is the sales tax that all stays here.
Correct.
Okay. I just point out, I noticed a lot of our other things, our finance director was saying things were coming in less than expected at this point in the fiscal year. So good that you're okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for time today. And again,